Right, thank you. And hello, everybody. My name is Alonzo. I'm an alcoholic. Most of the time, I like to just identify as a addictive personality because it seems like anything that I enjoy, I do it abusively to where I'm no longer enjoying it. So anyways, might be all over the place. I I'm gonna try to keep it straight and just keep it simple. I've always enjoyed drinking. As a kid, I would finish off the glasses that my parents did not drink or finish. I ran around like through all my aunts and uncles. You know, when they would have the parties, the Christmas or New Year's or whatever other parties, festivities would come around. And I would finish off the drinks. So that was the start, but that's not when I realized that I didn't know I was addicted or because I was still in my single digit age. I guess most of the time that I no longer wanted to drink, I still did. And that's as I'm getting older. But then I discovered, herbs and chemicals. So I started getting further into that. I don't want to do this as a whole drunkalog, but I started getting further into chemicals and alcohol too, and herbs and anything that changed my head. I just didn't want to be in my head. So any mind-altering substance that I came across, that was me. And I honored that. And I thought, I'll take this to my grave. I don't need to change this. That was my happiness. Money wasn't, as I was getting older into my teenage years, I realized that I didn't really enjoy sports because it got in the way of my using. Music and any other academics that were going on at school, that wasn't me. It like I said, it interfered with my drinking and using. And I'm going to say my relationships were also damaged at a young age, because that got in the way of my drinking and using. So as I was getting older, I realized that and I'm talking about my teenage years now. I'm 16, 17. I'm sitting out in front of liquor stores in my car because I was fortunate to have a car at that age, and asking people to score beer or alcohol for me and my buddies, I asked one person. This would pretty much got me off of that kick, is I didn't know that the store had a back door. Give money to somebody, they go in, yeah, I'll get that for you, and they go out the back. You know, you stand there out there waiting, now you're broken, really fiending. So started finding different ways to get my fix or my alcohol. Took on different jobs. Before I go too far, I was actually caught in the fourth grade for smoking pot. A buddy of mine, Mark, and me, we used to go into his brother's, he had older brothers, and they were really cool brothers because they had all the cool posters, they had the bong and just everything in their room. But what gets me is we started dipping into their bag of pot. And here we are, fourth grade, and we're dipping into this bag of pot. So of course we got busted at school and we were expelled. I was, at least. Parents moved out to a different neighborhood, but my addiction for alcohol and drugs came with it, because that's something I wasn't leaving. So that's where it actually kicked off more. I said I was gonna be all over the place. So I started getting myself in trouble with the law, getting myself in trouble with just people around me. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that saying that if you're in a group of people and you're not getting along with them, just get away, fuck them. Find yourself another crowd and you get with them, then you're not getting along with them either. So you get away. If it happens a third time, it might be you. that has the issues or the problems. And it was me. But I would not recognize it then. So found out that I was drinking and using alone. So there's nothing to govern me. You know, sometimes you can get high with your dog, because at least you know that you've gone over the border if your actions start going too far. So I would use my dog to govern me. Ended up with a job as a bartender at a nice bar over in Arizona. It was a knock 'em down, drag 'em out bar. But it was a lot of fun. And from there, I ended up in the casinos in Laughlin, Nevada. And the whole time, just abusing, drinking. I think one of the things that got to me was acid or mushrooms along with the alcohol. I like mixing it because it always took me for a different ride. And that's when I just started going over. I started losing things more and more, and going taking that spiral fall where you don't really come back. And I started losing more than I had. And it happened where you lose everything you earned or you worked for. You worked years. Of course, you were drinking and using, but it wasn't affecting me to where I was losing everything then. Not until I realized that I could not stop or slow down. That now it was mandatory, or not so much mandatory, but I had to have my drinks. The shaking never went away. I started shaking before my drinks, and I still shake now. And I think that might be some kind of weird nerve damage or something that I never got corrected by doctors, or because I was always a self-cure, self-medicate. So that's something that never went away. And I've gone through a lot of relationships, and right now I'm in one that's really good to me, but I think I might, you know, it's just, life is good to me right now. But let me go back to where I was. After I left the casinos, I came back to California. The only reason I left is I'd gotten so far in debt with some people that you don't want to mess with. I realized that I have to straighten up. Ended up going through one rehab after another. I would go in wanting to get it, wanting to clean up, but then I would get out and I would get well. I would start drinking again. I would come back to where I was comfortable at. I would come back to the one relationship that I had not screwed up there, because I couldn't. The relationship with the bottle, you don't mess up. You just continue with it. And you pick up right where you left off, or I did. It got me in a lot of trouble. After visiting the rehabs frequently, I was a frequent flyer of that. And I'm going to say that I spent almost 10 years in and out of rehabs, and the same amount with jails and institutions. Going in and out, and never really quite getting it. I think it's not until you lose something so big that it makes such a difference that you no longer prefer to drink or use. I lost custody of my son, and I had him, his custody. And I lost that because I didn't recognize or see myself. And it took me 7 years to get him back. So That was very dramatic in my life to realize that I had crossed that line. So after that was all on my drinking and using, I started going to the rehabs and trying to find out what it was that kept me straight. And that was being assistance, being of service to others. So I had a big white van at this rehab, the last one. And I completed my 30 days restriction where you can't leave. So I started taking guys out to meetings. Whoever had the least amount of time got to sit up front. And after that, for the next 2 years, I would go to different rehabs and pick up guys and take them to meetings. Of course, atheist agnostic meetings, because they did not have panels that would go to the rehabs that were atheist agnostic. And there's a lot of people there that did not want to practice someone else's religion or faith or beliefs. So I kept that rolling, and I told myself that if ever I can get any sufficient time referring to sobriety, I would do something at a larger scale. I couldn't get it going to, the traditional meetings, because there was too religious. It was turning into a congregation of holy rollers for me. You can believe whatever you want. I couldn't do it. And they kept saying, you have to get on your knees and pray. And I kept thinking, no, I got to get off my knees and get on my feet. And that's what happened. So I started taking other people there so they could get off their knees and stand upright. So I told myself, when I complete, or if I can complete 10 years, I will start a group. I'm from LA, and the group that was started was Santa Barbara, which is 100 miles away. And that was for me, so I can keep myself focused. That Wednesday, I would drive 100 miles one way to open the group for other people, and it started building up. Sometimes we have 30 people now, give and take. But that was after completing 10 years, and now that group's been active for 2.5 years. So I'm really happy about that. I was told with a lot of time to prepare for this. I'm not the one that shares a lot, but I'm glad that I did get to open my mouth and say what I did. So I thank you all for participating. And welcome. Oh, by the way, the group is on Wednesdays at 6:30 California time. All right. So thank you very much.